All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new table, what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. And you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, of course, we are in the midst of the offseason in the National Football League, and no team in the NFL has dealt with free agency and the draft over the years like the New England Patriots. And I say that because head coach Bill Belichick treats just like a college team, because due to the salary cap, you're going to draft guys, you're going to lose them in a few years, and you're going to have to theoretically go out there and recruit and replace these guys. And we've seen this offseason as the Patriots have lost the likes of wide receiver Danny Amendola, running back Deion Lewis, offensive tackle Nate Solder, and cornerback Malcolm Butler in the free agency pool. In the interim, we've seen the Patriots trade with the Cleveland Browns to acquire defensive tackle Danny Shelton. They also picked up wide receiver Cordero Patterson, while they've signed running back Jeremy Hill and defensive end Adrian Claiborne. And, you know, the mad scientist Bill Belichick is at it once again, because Cordero Patterson has always been an excellent kick returner, and he's always been an underutilized wide receiver, I've felt, since he's been in the NFL. And I guarantee you that Bill Belichick saw something in him, and he's going to help him take his game to the next level for 2018. You look at Jeremy Hill, he was an underused back with the Cincinnati Bengals. He's going to be heavily used now with New England. You look at defensive end Adrian Claiborne, he's shown flashes here and there of being a solid player. We saw him get the Dallas Cowboys for 6 sacks in a game last season as a member of the Atlanta Falcons. And then Danny Shelton, this guy was a first-round pick of the Cleveland Browns a few years ago, and it simply did not work out. And I think it's more about the Cleveland Browns organization than it is Danny Shelton. But you look at the way that the Patriots use their defensive line, and I think Danny Shelton could be a big-time anchor on that D-line to really plug up and get, you know, command a double and in some cases a triple team to really open up those linebackers as well as the other defensive linemen to make plays. And of course, you know, the NFL draft is next month. The Patriots, they're going to make some moves that are going to have people question, well, who is this guy? We don't know who he is, but guess what? They fit into their system. And come January, because the Patriots know a thing or two about making the playoffs, come January, those guys are going to have an impact. It's one of those things where the rich get richer. And I know that there are plenty of people out there that do not like the New England Patriots, but I'll tell you like this. This is why they continuously win, because they take care of their business in the offseason, whether it be through trades or whether it be through free agency. Guys that other teams are ready to give up on, the Patriots find a way to get these guys to work into their system. And more importantly, they maximize their strengths and they hide their weaknesses. And that all comes down to coaching, and that's credit to Bill Belichick. Now, I'll tell you like this. Anybody who expects the Patriots to fall off following their Super Bowl loss last month, think again. This team is once again the favorite to win the AFC East as long as number 12 is healthy under center. And more than likely, they're going to have at least a first-round bye, maybe even home field advantage once again through the AFC. And it starts right now as far as them taking care of their business. So a note to all of the other teams that are chasing the Patriots in the AFC, this is how they get the job done. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com was brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with tax season here, you can contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact the folks at D-Line Tax Books anytime at 908-219-7000. 7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 pounds of sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page at 300 pounds of sports knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.